It's like we're on eat, sleep, repeat at the moment. Another 0-0 draw to a bottom side club, uninspiring and dull football. And it doesn't look as if it's going to change anytime soon. The poor sods that have to flog D&E and season tickets in the next few weeks have a hard task to convince a good chunk of the Don support that there's reason to renew, let alone convince anyone to sign up for the first time. Brace yourselves as we look back to the Hamilton match with a tape recording from Derek McInnes that basically says the same thing from most of the previous post-match interviews. And we have a roundup from the rest of the Scottish Premiership matches over the past week and the latest news on the AFC Donscast from the Inverness Reds.
Circle.
Come on then, Circle.
The Circle is back.
Yes! We love it.
And this time, it's the turn of the celebs.
I'm home for devilish behaviour.
Get this! Who's the real deal?
What would Will I Am say?
Intergalactic.
And who's playing a game?
I'm so bad at being Peter Andre.
I come with game-changing news.
Catfish! But one question remains.
The claws are coming out now.
What will they lose to win? A new series of The Circle starts with a week-long celebrity special for Stand Up To Cancer, Tuesday the 9th of March on Channel 4 and All 4.
Here with the AFC Donscast on Tuesday the 9th of March. A year ago on Sunday past was the last time we were at Pittodrie following the coronavirus lockdown. It was a 3-1 win for the Dons against Hibs. An own goal from Adam Jackson with Andrew Considine and Curtis Main on target for the Dons. At this point we were 1 point behind Motherwell in third with 46 points. A year later we're in fourth position, 3 points behind Hibs who are on 52 points. It's been a long year, and you wouldn't have thought from the display on Saturday that it was another must-win in the race for third for Aberdeen. The only bonus was that Hibs slipped up again too, putting us 1 point closer, but by God, the football on display is like putting sharp pins in your eyes. Aberdeen have scored just one goal in the last 9 games, and it's now 11 games since the Dons scored from open play. Then McInnes at least recognised that there was a need for a positive start, with three in attack in the form of Callum Hendry, Florian Kimberi and Niall McGinn, but the goals just didn't come. We came into the game midway through the first half, with Niall McGinn going one-on-one with Aki's keeper Ryan Fulton. Squared for Kimberi, but his first touch was poor and his effort was blocked. McGinn's follow-up was headed away by Brian Easton. 2 minutes later, Kimberi and McGinn linked up again, with McGinn pulling back from Hendry, who blasted a shot over the bar. We continued to apply the pressure with Lewis Ferguson playing on Hendry, but he was unable to adjust and the ball went wide after hitting off his knee. Hamilton had chances to go in front. Hendry's loose ball set up a break which saw both Moyo and Hodgson efforts blocked by Joe Lewis. Ash Taylor gave away possession and Ross Callaghan picked up the ball and fired a shot from 30 yards which deflected off Taylor and Joe Lewis made a spectacular dive to save the ball and our embarrassment. In the second half, Hamilton had a claim for a penalty waved away after Scott Martin's strike was blocked by the arm of Andy Considine, but Bobby Madden was having none of it. And just shortly after, Considine could have given us the lead, picking up a Taylor cross from the right, which found Considine under the crossbar, but he hooked the ball away rather than over the line. The subs interrupted the flow of the remainder of the game, including an appearance from Michael Ruth, and ultimately ended yet another game with no score, no goals, and it feels like no hope.
Frustrated was everyone at the end of that game?
Yeah, very much so. I think it's a game where we were pleased with a lot of aspects of it, certainly that first half, creating chances. We go with front three effectively. We didn't play Niall Wye, we didn't play just a front two. We wanted that three against their back three, and we knew at times we'd have to risk and reward, and Hamilton might have a bit of territory for that because we might not have the same amount of control. But what we wanted was that front three to go and causing problems. All the front three had chances, and that is the way. Sometimes, you know, in isolation, chances are missed, and you move on. But I think in the run that we're in, each and every chance becomes even more critical. And you know, you can see a wee bit of anxiety coming into the play when we're snatching at things. We should be better and taking the chances, and we never. And I think we need to get back to the stage where when we can't, aren't taught of teams and creating chances, try and put teams to the sword, because it helps no end. It helps the team's confidence, but it also makes the opposition have to come out that wee bit more. And we're up against a spirited and organised Hamilton team with their own motivation, but you know, it's a point today. It's another clean sheet. I'm not fed up saying another clean sheet, because it's a big part of the game, but the most important part of the game is scoring goals at the top end of the pitch, and at a minute we're falling way short of that.
It's 2 weeks until we play against Dundee United down at Tannadice. What are you going to try and do to change things around to get the strikers firing once again?
Yeah, I think we've got to show faith in them. We've got to give them the confidence when they go into the pitch, and that there's a lot of work gets done. I thought Monday to Friday this week we've done a lot of work, a lot of video work, a lot of stuff on the pitch, a lot of one-to-one stuff, and it's just trying to make the players as confident as they can get into these types of games. And players aren't kidded, you know, the players are hearing it from all angles about lack of goals, and they will feel that added responsibility. But responsibility is required at Aberdeen, and you've got to meet it head on, and we've all got to take responsibility for that. And I think from between now and United game, it's important to reiterate to the players that they're good enough. They've got to keep putting themselves in there, and hopefully, as I say, we can get more goals and 3 points at Tannadice. The flip side, the good side is Fraser Hornby is likely to be fit for that, which is a real positive for us, because he was brought to lead the line, and I do think we'll benefit if he can make the game. We'll benefit from having that presence, quality, and having those players, supporting players round about him, but having that focal point will be important for us.
It's not as though you've got strikers who have never scored goals before. I mean, Niall McGinn, an international striker, Florian Kamberi, not renowned as a goal scorer, but has scored his fair share. Can you put your finger on why they're maybe so anxious in front of goal?
It is difficult, but I think that you know, you want players to be free-flowing, instinctive. You know, when players and strikers are on good vein of form, they don't even think about it. They just go and everything comes natural to them, they're instinctive. And sometimes when you're on this type of run, everything gets overthought, and maybe take an extra touch, and maybe not quite put themselves in a position to go and maybe snatching at things, and maybe just taking their time with that, and sometimes the chance is gone. I think it's important for us to reiterate to the players to keep putting themselves in there. If we weren't creating chances and we weren't missing chances, then I do think that's more of a concern. But it's still enough of a concern that at this stage of the season we need winning performances, and those wins need to come from somewhere, so everybody's got to take responsibility for that. I think Hornby will help, but again, it's not just down to those front lads. We've still got to everybody to try and contribute and work hard to resolve the situation.
Another debut today, Michael Ruth making his first team appearance. That's a positive.
He's been absolutely washed out. He's been through the mill in and out of hospital with glandular fever and bronchitis, and he's lost, I think it's 6 kilograms, so we're trying to get a bit of weight back on him, get him into the training. He's had a couple of days training this week. Didn't train particularly great yesterday, but we still thought that although he's been missed a lot of football, getting him on the pitch and maybe sniffing out one opportunity, and that was the intention today when he came on. And you know, I think it's important for him. We've got a friendly game on Tuesday this week, and we'll get some minutes into a lot of the younger lads and players that have not been playing. But hopefully, Mikey can. It'll be the first of many for him, because he's somebody that, well, he's still very, very young. He's somebody that has got an eye for goal, so we've got to look at every option available to us at the minute, and it may well just be him between now and the end of the season.
Derek, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
Look back at some of the other matches in the Scottish Premiership over the past week. And midweek in the Scottish Premiership, Rangers had a 1-0 win against Livingston. On Wednesday evening, Alfredo Morelos scored the only goal with 3 minutes left at the Tony Macaroni Arena as Stephen Gerrard's side notched up their 23rd clean sheet in the league this season. In the night's other game, League Cup winner St Johnstone saw their top six hopes suffer a blow in a 1-1 draw with bottom club Hamilton Archies at the Foy Stadium. Ross Gullaghan gave Hamilton a first-half lead, but Guy Melamed equalised for Callum Davidson's side late on. Rangers were crowned Scottish Premiership champions for the first time in their history with a 3-0 win over St Mirren at Ibrox on Saturday, but only after Celtic failed to score against Dundee United at Tannadice on Sunday. St Johnstone kept their top six hopes alive with a 1-0 home victory against Hibs. Liam Craig scored the only goal for Saints in the first half. And Kilmarnock are bottom after going down 3-2 at Ross County. Kyle Lafferty scored twice for Killy, but a Billy Mackay double and a goal from Leo Hielda earned the Staggies a crucial win. Motherwell are 9 points clear of the relegation zone after beating Livingston 3-1 at Fir Park. Devante Gold scored two and Chris Long scored for the Steelmen, with Jax Fitzwater replying.
When you grow up in a country and in areas, a working class community, football clubs in particular mean the most to these. They're the heartbeat of communities. If you took the football clubs out of these communities, what would you be left with, really? There's just something about match day. There's just no other feeling that you get walking down. You're walking in amongst the crowds and, you know, you're all heading to this one place with anticipation, passion, and you just can't beat that feeling. And then walking into the stadium for the first time before kickoff, it doesn't matter who you're playing, you still get that buzz. It's like the greatest love affair you'll ever have. And although they keep letting you down and hurting you, you'll always go back just so they'll give you that one great night again. I think that's the best way I can kind of describe it. When they give you those days where they do turn up and win something, you can't beat those days. You just can't. They're incredible. And those days are why we do it, even though they're few and far between. That's why you spend hundreds of thousands of pounds a year following them all over the country, because you know that even though you have the tough days, they will give you those moments. When you've had a serious time away from it, you know, the fire burns and the excitement only grows as each day gets closer and closer, and hopefully it'll be sooner rather than later before we smell that match day air again. Until I've actually experienced it, I can't say, but I think it'll maybe be something like bring me back to my childhood again, being like a kid at Christmas, just, I don't know, just having that buzz, you know, not being able to sleep, you know, like the week before the match, because you're just counting down the days. And yeah, I think that the absolute buzz and excitement will be overwhelming, and then the match will kick off and we'll be, oh, here we go again. It's not just going to watch 11 guys play against another 11. It's everything it represents. It's your family, it's your community, it's your city, it's your football club. Being part of something, I think that's the biggest thing about football, you know. And when you're at the match, there's just no better feeling.
Catch up with a bit of news then, and UEFA has decisions to make if Scotland cannot guarantee having fans at Euro 2020 games at Hampden, says Scottish FA boss Ian Maxwell. But he said there is no sign yet of games being stripped from Glasgow. First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said on Friday that Scotland is absolutely intent on hosting matches this summer. That came amid concerns that a failure to say by the 7th of April how many fans will be allowed could result in Glasgow being removed as one of the 12 host cities. SPFL top scorer Odson Edward has been named Scottish Premiership Player of the Month for February. The 23-year-old Frenchman netted 7 times last month, including doubles against Kilmarnock and St Johnstone. Edward has scored in 9 of his last 12 matches and tops the Premiership scoring charts with 16 goals for the season. And Stephen Gerrard has been voted Scottish Premiership Manager of the Month for February. The Ibrox side continued their unbeaten run in the league with wins over St Johnstone, Kilmarnock and Dundee United, and also knocked Antwerp out of the Europa League. The SPFL board have approved the recommencement of Leagues 1 and 2 from the 20th of March. However, the board remains concerned regarding the realistic ability of League 1 and League 2 clubs to complete a 22-match season, including the introduction of a new split in each division. Such a fixture schedule would mean one club in each half of the split sitting out one round of fixtures post-split, including the final day of the season. It would also severely constrain the flexibility of the SPFL to schedule fixtures in the event of future disruption from COVID-19, and risks part-time clubs being required to play Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday. It's also guaranteed that a minimum one League One or two club will reach round 4 of the Scottish Cup, creating further fixture challenges. The SPFL board has asked the League One and two clubs to consider how they would wish the board to deal with any club unable to complete a 22-match programme in the time available. Only then will the board be able to consider the request to push back the dates of the playoffs. And finally, bound to pressure from legions of pundits and fans frustrated about crucial goals being unfairly ruled out, football's global lawmakers have agreed to backtrack and scrap accidental handball whenever it leads to a teammate scoring. In a move that will come into effect on July the 1st, the ruling by the International Football Association Board follows widespread condemnation of the current regulations. Only the goal scorer himself or herself who is guilty of the offence will in future be penalised, but whilst the apparent climb down will be widely welcomed, it will only appease opponents of the old rule up to a point. In terms of defenders who can't get out of the way when struck by the ball, the association didn't scrap any part of the law, but did go as far as to give referees greater flexibility to use their judgment when assessing the position of hands and arms and whether they are in an unnatural position. Attempts to provide a more precise definition of handball in 2019 have only succeeded in doing exactly the opposite, with goals having to be disallowed regularly for total unintentional offences, infuriating players, officials and fans alike.
The vaccine for COVID-19 is now available, and the evidence shows it works. So I'm rolling up my sleeve.
I'm rolling up my sleeve because this vaccine has been through the same safety checks as any other.
I'm rolling up mine because I want to get back to the things I miss.
Because I know what COVID can do to families.
Because I want to play my part.
Because I'm hopeful for the future.
The vaccine is our best way out of coronavirus. Scotland, it's time to roll up our sleeves.
There are only 2 matches in the Scottish Premiership this coming weekend. Livingston will play Hamilton at home and Ross County are at home to Hibs. Both matches are 3 p.m. kickoffs. No action for us this coming weekend, but we do return for the final match before the league split away to Dundee United at Tannadice on Saturday, the 20th of March, for the 3 p.m. kickoff. You'll be able to watch the match live at Dundee United's pay-per-view service for £12.50. If you're a Red TV International subscriber, you'll be able to watch the match live as well. Coverage starts at 2:45 p.m. Elsewhere in the league, a week on Saturday, it's Hamilton versus St Mirren. Kilmarnock are at home to Motherwell. Hibs are away to Livingston and Ross County are away to St Johnstone. All 3 p.m. kickoffs on Saturday the 20th. And on Sunday the 21st of March, it's midday kickoff between Celtic and Rangers. I'm taking a break for a week as well, so the AFC Donscast will be back on Tuesday the 23rd of March following the Dundee United game. In between now and then, if you're looking for more Dons-related podcast listening, you can tune in to the Red Tinted Glasses podcast with Glenn Schroeder and Callum Wright. And to hear your online thoughts, head on over to the longest-running Aberdeen FC forum, Dons Talk, at donstalk.co.uk. That's me heading off now, so until the 23rd, keep safe and stand free.
Mobile and across the UK. This is the AFC Donscast.